Live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, April the 1st, 2020. No fooling. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a Michigan doctor got it all wrong on viral video when he tells people to wash their produce with soap and water. It's a bad idea unless you want to be sick to your stomach. Number two, one Michigan lawmaker asking for more companies to be exempt from the statewide shutdown order. Others are saying we need to close it all down a little bit longer, all of it. And number one, Governor Jennifer Whitmer has stalled on what to do about schools a bit longer. Maybe she was booking another appearance on CNN, but I'm cynical. We're now told school year will be ended. An announcement coming tomorrow, Thursday. We'll see what happens. Seniors will graduate. Others will move up. Everyone will not have a clear picture of anything. But private schools, well, they're teaching kids online. Go figure. We'll get to all of that in a moment. But first, this headline, China concealed at least 43,000 confirmed coronavirus cases by the end of February. More and more reports coming out that China lied. And because China lied, people in Michigan and across this country will die. Because they did not tell the truth. And they led people to believe the infection rate, when they finally admitted there was an infection rate, was far lower than what it truly was. More than 43,000 who tested positive in China for the coronavirus during February, not even included in the nation's official tally, which they called silent carriers, people who tested positive but were asymptomatic, that according to the South China Morning Post. And China's failure to report asymptomatic coronavirus cases is against the World Health Organization's guidance for anyone. They say anyone who tests positive must be counted as a confirmed case, regardless of symptoms. The World Health Organization has said that asymptomatic transmission is extremely rare. Of course, the World Health Organization also told us that it was not contagious at all in middle January. So the World Health Organization telling us that it's extremely rare for asymptomatic people to spread the disease is completely meaningless to you, to me, to anybody. It means nothing. Some spread might be possible, the CDC states. And a joint study by a panel of experts in China, the U.S., Britain, and Hong Kong in January, listen to this, estimated that upwards of 79% of confirmed coronavirus cases in Wuhan were spread by individuals with mild or no symptoms at all. 4 out of 5. Why is the World Health Organization, funded by Bill Gates, continuing to lie to you, to me, to everybody? Why is everybody so hell-bent on denying that this virus came from Wuhan? Right next to the Wuhan Centers for Disease Control, where they studied viruses of this sort. This kind of bat, this intermediate horseshoe bat, doesn't even exist anywhere near Wuhan. The nearest known colony, more than 900 miles away. That's farther than it is from New York to Chicago. Think about that distance. Farther by 120 miles than it is Chicago to New York. These undocumented infections, by the way, in China, mild, limited, or no symptoms at all, go unrecognized. And depending on their contagiousness, and the numbers can expose a far greater portion of population to virus than would otherwise occur. That also came from the panel of experts from China, the U.S., Britain, and Hong Kong. And remember, in January, the Chinese were arresting doctors that were warning people about the virus, accusing one doctor of spreading rumors online and disrupting social order. He later died. Li Wenliang, 34-year-old Li Wenliang, was forced to sign an official statement apologizing for blowing the whistle on the virus. He later died from the Wuhan virus. 7 million people fled Wuhan by the time the Chinese authorities locked down the epicenter on January the 23rd, spreading it all over the world. That's what they did. They spread it all over the world. And as of Monday, we're headed for 400,000 confirmed cases, tens of thousands of deaths worldwide, soon to be 1 million cases and 250,000 dead. 10 million cases and 5 million. It's going to go on for a while. Two very difficult weeks lie ahead. Invite number one here, the president telling us yesterday, expect it to be a very difficult 2 weeks. Invite one with the president. Go.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks. When you look and see at night the kind of death that's been caused by this invisible enemy, it's incredible. I was watching last night Governor Murphy of New Jersey say 29 people died today, meaning yesterday, and others talking about numbers far greater. But you get to know a state. I know New Jersey so well, and you hear 29 people and hundreds in other locations, hundreds in other states. And this is going to be a rough two-week period.
Difficult two-week period ahead. Cases in Michigan up 18% again yesterday. 1,117, I believe, new cases. The TCF Center, formerly Cobo Hall, being converted to house 1,000 patients. Usually showcasing state-of-the-art automobiles, will be showcasing state-of-the-art emergency equipment. FEMA, the National Guard, and others putting this together. For every 25 rooms, a nursing station near the center, more than 3 miles of electrical wiring being installed. 10-by-10-foot partitions for patient rooms being assembled. 600 beds on the upper level. Most acute patients, 400 on the lower. So that's happening as we prepare for a brutal hit here in Michigan as well. Meanwhile, Representative Tristan Cole says businesses can practice social distancing, some landscaping businesses and others, but same's not true for many. In fact, Maida is asking the governor to say it's time to shut down more to help stop the spread. Maida should use the full influence that it possesses. This is from an official statement from Maida, the Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association. Maida should use the full influence that it possesses to request that the governor deem all construction field operations throughout the state as non-essential, so that employees can stay home, stay safe, and contractors can be protected from damages and penalties. The Maida Board of Directors, this is another part, also feels the industry should not be diminishing the supply of scarce and necessary medical equipment like N95 masks, gloves, and hand sanitizers when hospitals and the rest of the medical community are running into severe shortages of personal protective equipment. So, some calling for some things to open up, others saying shut it down. And I'm going to tell you that come tomorrow, the schools will be shut down. The governor has backed away from saying it officially. Bridge Magazine broke that story a couple of days ago. But the schools will be shut down. Governor Whitmer will shut them down tomorrow for the rest of the year. We'll hopefully have some more details. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.